Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Yuma Daf Ayin Hey, plus the three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which step do you learn that sitting in the hot sun or cold does not constitute the inui of Yom Kippur? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number two, which step do you learn that one does not inquire the Urim and Tumim in a loud voice and also does not ask two questions of it simultaneously? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number three, which step do you learn when one is chai malchus for tearing one of the big dekahuna, loosening the ephod, and removing one of the budding from the aron? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number four, which step do you learn that the rabban, the mishum hakama, does not wear the eight begadim in the kohen gadol when doing the avodah because of eva? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number five, which step do you learn why the kohen gadol read the parsha of musafim by heart? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number six, which daf does the Gemara explain the reasons of the machlokas regarding chetzi shir? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number seven, which daf do the machlokas whether Bnei Yisrael's complaint about Daga was referring to fish or relations with Mitzrayim that now had become prohibited? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number nine, which step do you learn there are three crowns in the base of Migdash? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number ten, which step do you learn about Shimon HaTzadik's encounter with Alexander? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 11, which daf do you learn about what the inui of the man was? Was it pas basoa or not being able to see the food? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 12, which step do you learn the Torah can either be a Samach Chaim or some of Mavis? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 13, which step do you learn that the man fell in three different ways? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 14, which step do you learn the Pasuk refers to the Talmud Chachamim as Ishim because they appear physically weak like women, yet they are powerful in overcoming their Yetzer Hara? That's on Daf Ayin Off. Good. And number 15, which daf do we have two different pshatim in what Lechem Abirim referred to? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do you learn about the four domains, the Dalet Rishuyos on Shabbos? That's on Daf Vav in Shabbos. Good. Number two, which daf do we have three makos regarding a peg that was wedged into the top of a post that was 10 by 4 tfachim, whether it makes it a makom patur? That's on Daf Ayin Ches and Erev. Good. And number three, which daf do you learn that eating matzah on the final 6 days of Pesach is only Rishus? That's on Daf Kufchaf M'sachim. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.